All right, time for another draftphysics.com. Debatephysics.com also. But still, no one to debate. Unfortunately. So we get a little bit of comments to debate, and that's all you get. And, you know, they really don't do much service to the whole concept of arguing physics. So it sort of has to be done, you know, subject by subject, element by element. There's not some, you know, there's not some single concept. I mean, realistically, there's lots of rules. You know, conservation of energy. Well, what's energy? I keep seeing videos where they call friction a force. Yeah. So this is a place where, you know, the map isn't the territory. The mathematical map isn't the territory. This is, yeah, mathematically you could think of it, I suppose, as a counter force, but it's clearly not a countering force. It's you losing your energy to the environment. It's the environment absorbing your energy. It's not a separate force. It's merely you dispensing, you know, leaking your oil, so to speak. So anyway. All right, so we'll read some crappy comments. Some of them are just crappy because, gee, you know, you people really aren't even on the subject, are you? You know, so, all right, so Tina, you could have called your video, I mean, it really, you know, yeah, I could have called it Fuck You. Okay, that's what I could have called it. I probably should have. You're an asshole, all right? I mean, I should have called it lots of things. No point in talking to you fucking cement-headed retards. I could have titled it that. But I didn't. I titled it something close to what the fucking video was about, which was Alpha Phoenix made a video talking about the speed of, okay, electricity. And it's really about the speed of force, because force is what's really going through the wire, is a change in the force. And you can actually understand some of that. You can understand why the force that goes the speed of light takes a little longer than the speed of light to get through the wire. Well, because it has to convey its substance, what it is, through the electrons. Anyway, which is faster, instant action at a distance? There is no fucking such thing. Why the fuck would I put it in a title? Why would I even debate somebody who thinks there's instant fucking action? Nobody thinks there's instant action. I don't think so. Alpha Phoenix doesn't think so. Nobody thinks so. So why the fuck would I title the video that? That would be fucking retarded. There's no instant action shit for brain, okay? Nobody thinks so, except complete insane, stupid, loop-de-doo, crazy fucks. Or any relevant speed countering such phenomenon. I don't even know what the fuck that means. There's nothing to counter because nobody believes in it. So apparently you know so little about physics, you know, you actually think that somebody still thinks there's such a thing as real spooky action in the sense of a real action. I mean, entanglement isn't exactly an action, okay? It's not energy entanglement. It's identity entanglement. And the simple argument is, oh, it's just left and right-handed gloves, you know, and, you know, do them this way. And it starts that way and it ends that way. And so lots of physicists know, ah, shit, fuck that crap. But whatever, that wasn't even the subject of the fucking video. There's no instantaneous anything in the universe that we would even, that anything could notice or anything could care about. Especially at a distance. Anyway, I just started watching. So I love that. Yeah, so you haven't heard me say, I really hate fuckers who comment on videos before they've even watched the fucking thing. Yeah, I think that's rude as fuck. Alright, please don't scathe my opinion. Oh, so you can talk shit, but I can't talk counter shit? I can't apply friction to your shit energy that you've just imposed on me? You make your little shitty shut fucking bullshit commentary, and it's supposed to go unscathed. Fuck you again. I mean, what kind of stupid are you? All right, so we'll remove that piece of shit. I mean, really? You can't figure this shit out on your own? That you're not really allowed to critique somebody without them going, well, you're fat, bitch. I mean, you really don't think you're just supposed to be some entitled character that can talk your shit, but nobody can shit talk back at you? Well, fuck that. Alright, just saying. Yeah, well, I'm just saying, fuck you. Alright, you haven't established what an electron nor what gravity is. Yeah, not in that video, but I've done it in plenty of others. It's physics, for fuck's sake. You think a video talking about one specific subject, the speed of electricity in a wire, is going to include a whole description of every physical phenomena in the universe? Well, no, it's not. You have an unrealistic expectation. You could start your videos with a short synopsis. Oh, so I could be insanely redundant. So I could fill all the videos with insane redundancy, and that somehow all the people with a brain would really appreciate that. No, the only people who would appreciate that are imbeciles like you who show up to watch 10 minutes of one video or 4 minutes of one video. I'm not interested in your participation. I'm interested in the participation of people who actually know something about the subject. It's people who have actually sat there and thought about it and said, oh yeah, angular momentum on wheels. That momentum has to come out of your velocity, so your total movement velocity is hidden in the angular momentum of your wheels. So your total momentum, when you hit something, is going to be higher because you have to include the rotational energy of your wheels. And nobody seems to do that. It's like even the Mythbusters, right? They have a car going 50 miles an hour, and they're going to test for its energy. But they're sort of missing a component of its energy. In the case of a 50-mile-an-hour car, the wheel energy probably isn't that substantial, but it's still a lot of energy. Anyway, the video isn't a synopsis video. It isn't a this is every subject in physics video. It's not sold as being that. Nobody with a brain would think it's going to be doing that. Anyway, outlining that which you believe is untrue. Yeah, so I've done that in videos. But frankly, you could just say, I think everything is untrue, okay? Almost everything a physicist says is untrue. It's not accurate because it's full of wooey multiverse bent space bullshit. All right. Regarding today's physics professors. So, just amazing. I mean, this is a video titled, it's about a specific subject. And here she is saying, why isn't this video got all of physics in it? Perhaps an anecdote that would stump anyone. Yeah, I've already provided evidence that should stump people. Okay, I've shown a lever, oscillating. With what kinetic energy says is 4 times as much energy on one side than it's supposed to be on the other side. There's no reason that that could be possible. There's no explanation that explains how there's 4 times more energy on an oscillator. That an oscillator can oscillate with 4 times more energy going one direction than the other without moving sideways or some ways. All right. Geez, just amazing. This is what you think you're qualified to do, these critiquing on the internet. Oh, shit. Stump anyone within the field of physics. The field of physics is full of cowards, okay? I've offered them $2,000, some of them $3,000, just to acknowledge the existence, to publicly acknowledge the existence of my arguments. That's all they have to do. They don't even have to debunk them or counter them. They can just have to acknowledge their existence. Oh, fuck. Good luck. Yeah, well, whatever. Shit. Shit. Fuck that, all right? Fuck your good luck. And, when all you've done is nitpick. All you've done is talk useless, pointless shit at me for no good reason, frankly. You're not on the subject. You're not relevant to the subject. The subject isn't whether, well, your channel doesn't overall provide an easy-to-follow guideline for the acquisition of your opinions. Maybe it doesn't. That might have been a more useful critique, but no, there was nothing wrong with the specific video on the specific subject. You're bitching about nothing, because you got nothing. All right. Remove that one. Oh, God, I just hate people. All right, so this was just loop-de-doo, frankly. Royal Fool. Okay, it's hard for me to step into physics. Then don't. Go somewhere else. Do something else. When science knows very little about itself. Oh, please. Consciousness. You really think you have to understand, you have to have some model of consciousness, some knowledge of how consciousness works and why we're conscious and all of that crap. I have to know I have kidneys and a liver. I have to know I have a beating, pumping heart. I have to know these things or I can't opine on the subject of objects falling, apples falling from trees or something else and opine and think about why it does that. What a pile of crap. Okay, our brains work pretty well. They ascertain physical reality. There are things in your environment, they do exist, okay, and you get a pretty good representation of them, a pretty good map. All right, so this whole notion that, well, you can't possibly understand anything because, well, we didn't stick our head up its ass. We don't need to do that. We don't need all the information, we just need enough information. And our fucking goddamn physical senses are made pretty well. Certainly well enough to ascertain the relevancies. We're not missing the invisible cats. We're not missing the gremlins or the hoobies or any other bullshit that you think we're missing. We're not missing it because it doesn't fucking exist. The fact is we can see most of the shit that exists. What we can't see is the tiny little bits of force that are pushing us into the earth, but, we can model them in our brain. All right. We assume the awareness and senses providing and studying reality can indeed do so accurately. We don't just assume it. It's proven, okay? I mean, we see the tree. The tree stays there for 50 fucking years. I mean, you're making an excuse for errors and omissions. And that's all you're doing here, okay? The fact is our senses work pretty good. Our brain works pretty good in terms of it can be quite logical. It can figure out 2 plus 2 equals 4. Fourness is an idea, concept. Two-ness is an idea, concept. Wetness, heaviness, there's lots of things we can figure out about how things are and what properties they have. And this is all just such fucking bullshit evasion. Oh, God. Okay, the ability to create things and form functional models is a great indicator of our perception being true. So he thinks that's not actually true. Yeah, our perception is really good. It's designed to make us function in a real world, not a fake world. We have to be afraid of the saber-toothed tiger and, we have to go chase the blueberries. That's what we do, moron. Anyway, sorry. It's just. I feel like we're missing an important step. What we've done is not evaded, drawing superficial, immediate conclusions. So thousands of years ago, people drew silly conclusions about the existence of gods controlling their existence. They wanted to blame somebody for the fluke events. The hurricane or whatever else. So they decide to throw virgins into volcanoes and do other rituals to try to keep the gods from being mad at them. Bullshit conclusion, okay? And then physics has done the same thing. It gets a half answer to a question and it grabs it because it's all the answer they have at the moment. And then it makes the half answer a dogmatic totem pole that they pray to for the rest of forever. You know, how long is it going to take them to accept that, oh yeah, maybe the relativity thing was crap. Yes, everything's absolute first, and then it's relative. You're absolutely in three dimensions. You have a position in those three dimensions. It's an absolute fact that you move from one place to another in those three dimensions. And yes, sometimes other things happen to be traveling with you. So relative to other things, they can be doing the same thing you're doing. But you're both absolutely in a place in space and time. Yeah, maybe they'll get that right, but not tomorrow. Just found your channel, like your style. I don't know why you would, because I certainly don't make any of these silly conclusions you do that somehow we can't know the truth. It's all too evasive. We can know when somebody's lying. We can know when Professor Lewin's got a blob of fucking clay on his experiment. We can figure some of this out. We can know that in 300 fucking years, they've been saying it takes four times more energy to go twice as fast. And yet they haven't proved it with a fucking experiment. We can know they never repeated the Eddington frickin' eclipse experiment with better technology. Even though there's 400 times better seeing in space. And we've been there for 40 years. So all of this is, you know, we can see all of that crap. I'll keep watching. Good luck with pace. Yeah, well, the pace thing, I don't know. First off, he's got a shitty name, you know, as a hashtag, because you just get a bunch of crap videos. And YouTube really isn't doing, I thought they were really going to start doing that hashtag thing as a way of organizing content, but apparently they've given up on that, and now it's just another keyword, because, you know, it was like they were formatting the content and placing it in order of when the stuff was produced, and it had some sort of organization to it, and apparently YouTube just hates any of the content being organized, because if they organized it, then people will not keep getting fooled and click on the clickbait. But whatever. They want you to, Google has a huge incentive in you not getting where you want to go on the first click. They have a huge incentive for you to go to a bunch of websites with a bunch of ads on them. They want you to go to a bunch of videos with a bunch of ads on them before you get to the one you really want. But they're pretending they're trying to help you find what you want. But they're only pretending because they have a huge financial incentive in keeping it all disorganized. All right. So I'm going to delete this comment. And I'm sorry I'm being a bit unfriendly. But, I mean, it is a big, fat, stinking, smelling excuse to say that somehow we don't have the faculties capable of understanding reality when reality is rocks. Okay, it's not complicated. It isn't as complicated as the storytellers want to make it, okay? It's really simple. And they're trying to create it into some big romantic story, and it isn't. All right? It's physics. It's a simple subject in the sense it's a push fucking universe. Okay? And that's the truth of it. There are none of these complex things happening. There's just simple things happening. It's just that there's a gazillion of the simple things happening. So yeah, every now and then the potato chip looks like the Queen of England. All right. So this Tyche. Fuck. I mean, I just... Well, anyway. Your website is really buggy. Yeah, because it's affordable. But regardless, I go to the videos on my website all the time, and they play on my computer. Now, sometimes, you know, Wi-Fi connections and, you know, phone connections, maybe it's not going to be able to serve the content, you know, at the data rate necessary for you to be able to play the videos. But the MP3 link is right there. So you can always just listen to the audio if the technology is insufficient. But frankly, again, these are issues I already know. There's a reason why I don't publish, okay, on YouTube. And the reason is because the owners of YouTube is an evil corporation, okay? So, you know, 20 years ago, everybody would understand, right? Microsoft is giving away free couch space. And somebody would say, I'm not going to sit on their fucking free couch. People would understand why people would say, I'm not going to sit on fucking Microsoft's free couch, because it's not free. Just like some people don't buy rebates and do this and do that, all these bullshit gimmicks, because they know the gimmick is made out of fucking somebody else. To give you the advantage, they have to fuck somebody else, okay? And you're not for rape. You're anti-rape. God damn. Anyway. And doesn't even have a proper... I love this crap. These morons who think they know something about internet technology. HTTPS connection. So, HTTPS was invented, okay, to create a higher level of security for websites that had something that had to be secure. Okay, information that needed security. You know, like information you want somebody to steal or some other kind of... You didn't want the private conversations to be seen or some other thing. So it's encrypted. Okay, that's what HTTP... That's what the S is. The S means we waste a whole bunch of data processing converting your English sentence into Japanese and then back into English again. So, you know, that's encrypting. Okay, they take all of the content, so every image, every bit of detail has to, all the data has to be rearranged in some confusing manner, okay, and then they use a key to rearrange it back into the right form again. So it wastes a whole lot of the very thing you're complaining about, that somehow my video isn't playable. Well, part of the reason why my videos aren't playable is because of this very fact that they've injected a bunch of processes into the delivery process that slow the whole internet down because they're expensive in terms of bandwidth and processing time. So that's not, you know, you're the person requiring that kind of horseshit for no good reason. There's absolutely nothing on my website that needs encrypting. I don't care. People can steal anything on the website. They could do this. They could do... Who cares? There's no you know, national security crap here. Okay, this isn't a vital website. Okay, I don't ask for anybody's credit card number. Oh, fuck. Either do it yourself. I don't even do it if they offer it for free, because I see it as completely destructive to the function of the website. Why encrypt crap that doesn't need encrypting? That would be stupid. Okay. Or pay someone to fix and organize your website a bit. So again, it doesn't need anything, okay, for anyone who gives a fuck about just being able to listen to the content, it provides that function. And you'd be lying to say it doesn't, okay? The text is readable, the links, generally speaking, work. You're just griping for the sake of griping. You're just, again, a naysayer and a nitpicker, all right? You don't have anything of value to say here or anything that could mean anything to me. All right, I'm not trying to make a website that's popular. I'm trying to make one that's relevant. Oh, God. Let's see. I'm not antagonizing you. Oh, fuck, you aren't. Do it now. Fix it now. I don't like it. You better do it or else. You're being such a shit. Fuck you. Do it yourself or pay somebody to do it. But do it. That's not antagonizing? Fuck you. Pay somebody to what? You know, hit you in the face, you know, with a sledgehammer because you're ugly? You know, and by random chance, you can't do much worse? So yeah, just randomize your fucking face. Encrypt it. And then retranslate it into something. Alright. I'm not antagonizing you. Yes, you are. But a nice and organized website makes a really good impression. On who? You think Einstein would have been impressed, right? I mean, that's kind of an irony, right? Because physics has kind of got this icon of, hey, fuck you, the only thing important is the science. Who the fuck cares about all this other bullshit? Shoes, pants, hair, combs, showers? Fuck you, who cares? Okay, doesn't matter, not important. All right, and here you are telling me, oh no, Einstein would have really hated my website. You know, because it doesn't have combed hair. See, you see my point? The people who care about this subject, just like me, see, I'm interested, all right? For the last 10 years, I've been kind of obsessed with acquiring this data. And I've been going to all kinds of different websites and all kinds of web pages. And yeah, the only thing I ever care about is not all the fluff and the bullshit. Oh, look, they have a nice transparent image and underneath the text. Oh, wait a minute, that sucks because I can't read the fucking thing. I mean, all their little perks for the viewing audience, most of them are just degrades in the function of the website. Most of them just get in the fucking way, all right, of you acquiring what you're looking for, which is the information. God. So yeah, fuck impressions, all right? Impressions only matter to morons. Okay, people who care don't care what the cover of the book looks like. They just care what the title says. To serve mankind, you know. They're going to read it, even if it is dingy and ugly. All right, impression. And perhaps people would be more willing to engage in conversation with you. So again, I think the standard is, are you provocative in terms of what you're saying, and is there something to respond to, and can they make a response? Now, I can obviously do that. I can respond to any video on the internet quite easily. You just play the video and you respond to it. I can respond to comments. Now, what point would there be? I mean, I could have responded to you in text and just said, oh, fuck you, asshole. Right? Or I could have done a brozo and I could have written 14 paragraphs of mumbo jumbo. Or I can do this and I can get to the points and I can illustrate, I can use you as an example. If you're watching this video and you think it's for entertainment purposes, you're really, really far off, okay? I'm not trying to be entertaining, okay? It's not my ambition to be entertaining. It's my ambition to provoke in people who have some physics knowledge some sort of acceptance that they're full of shit, that what they believe is effectively a religion and it needs to be fixed because it's not science anymore. You're not basing it on evidence and reasoned deduction. You're not following the detective rules. You're just being a moronic inquisitioner in some sense and a fucking physics Nazi, you know, a fascist. You're establishing truths that aren't really truths and they're just convenient bullshit lies because you want to believe in a wooey-verse. You want a universe that's more interesting. Those are the people I'm attempting to provoke into countering my argument that their physics is unevidenced fantasy, fable, and worse, just overt, dogmatic, made-up religion, like MV squared. All right. Okay, so I guess we'll go to the, there's a couple on the website comment section, but again, just, you know, the real idiots show up there. Anyway. Well, it's a couple of comments, all the same comment three times, so. This video tried to explain physics, got the current state it is in. Yeah, okay, it's a really good sentence. You needed to write that three times. All right, so I went to the video, Curiosity, and it's just some guy who never gets to the point, so he's one of the wooers. And he's trying to say how physics is wrong because he wants to replace it with some, I don't know, woo consciousness, woo bullshit. So, but he never gets to a point. He just keeps saying how something's wrong, but he never really explains how anything's wrong. And I invested a few minutes and it was just a waste of those few minutes because he never got to the point. Never defended a single word or a single sentence with anything called evidence or reasoning or logic or a fact or anything useful. So anyway, fuck you, blah, blah, blah. All right, so I think we're pretty much done here. I don't think there's any other comments worth mentioning. Brozo. is supposed to be posting his cart videos that are supposed to prove something, you know, so who knows when that'll happen. He has to edit it all to pieces first, you know, so who knows what it, you know, what value it will have. I mean, I already know it can't have any value except how to do it wrong. It'll be another example of how to make a mistake, how to fuck up, how to fail. And, you know, so it'll just be another piece of wasted time in the sense that this is what physics is made out of, is a bunch of poorly done, rigged, you know, circumstantially controlled experiments. You know, experiments really designed for the purpose of leading people to the wrong conclusion rather than allowing them to see the right one. You know, that kind of thing. Yeah, so I guess we'll leave it there. There's a, you know, a few subjects I've been thinking about, but I won't bother getting into that yet. So what I will do probably is probably make another round of more organized step-by-step physics videos, just emphasizing the points where there is agreement, like conservation, mostly. I mean, some physicists believe space itself is poofing matter, but it's poofing it at the same rate that it's consuming it. So, you can't even say that because I, you know, some of them think dark energy is a consequence of it poofing it at a higher rate. But dark energy is just the cosmological constant, which is just a bullshit mathematical adjustment to allow the universe to make some sort of sense. So they had, because they don't really understand what gravity is, they have to create fake things to counter it. But anyway, whatever. There's a lot of physics subjects, that's the problem. And organizing them based on which ones are more important is not that easy. I mean, where do you start? You start with the energy or do you start with the matter? And both of them have little tiny nuances, you know. So anyway, yeah, so that's enough of the video. Just get out of here. I just hate people. So anyway, I am, you know, I do try to find people who are willing to exchange, you know, conversational arguments. You know, but they just don't exist. I just can't find anybody capable of doing, you know, stand-up arguments. You know, where you actually have to deal with the arguments made by the other side. You can't, you know, hide from it. They get to interrogate you on it. And there just aren't many people capable of that, apparently. I find it second nature. It's the easiest thing in the world to do is to have somebody say something to me and me respond to it. I mean, can't get much, you know, it's pretty simple. You know, arguing is really easy. I just don't see how people have a problem doing it. Anyway, oh, the problem is they'll look stupid. That's it. Oh, I forgot. Yeah. Yeah, the problem is they're full of shit, and it'll be exposed as shit. You know, they believe things for no good reason, and that's the truth. No good reasoning went into their beliefs. So, till next time and such.